Are your kids ready to go back to school? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Suzanne McLeod, assistant professor in the Department of Teaching, Learning, and Educational Leadership at Binghamton University, looks at ways to soften the blow at the end of summer.
As a former principal and superintendent, I've witnessed firsthand how some students struggle to adjust when a new school year begins. Much was due to the anxiety over going to a new school or having to adapt to new friends, teachers, and schedules. But sometimes it was the simple result of having gotten used to staying up late and sleeping in over the summer. The sudden change of having to wake up early to go to school can make kids very cranky. Even though it can be challenging for some kids to start a new school year, there are a few simple steps that parents can take to make the process easier and less stressful. Here are four of my top recommendations. First, don't wait until the night before the first day of school to bring back bedtime. Do it a week or two before school starts. Then, stick to the schedule throughout the school year. And to ensure your child's sleep is uninterrupted, keep technological devices out of the bedroom. Second, a week before school begins, start practicing the morning routine. Are clothes chosen and ready to go? Are lunches and snacks packed? Are backpacks packed and easy to find? Third, if possible, visit the school and practice walking to their classrooms. Many schools offer orientations for students and their caregivers. Fourth, encourage your child to participate in two after-school activities, school or community-based. The benefits of extracurricular activities, a stronger sense of belonging to the school community, higher grades, and improved academic engagement, are maximized when after-school activities are limited to two. Following these tips will hopefully make sure the school year gets off to a good start.
That was Suzanne McLeod of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.